Yes, come on in. Take your coat off, take your shoes off, relax, and welcome to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. My name is Joey Kroll. If you're not too familiar with Sunday Worship, it's a program that is focused on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. Yeah, that's right. We try to saturate and focus on the Word of God. And tell you what, we try to have a theme or a main thought or focus each and every program. And today, we're actually continuing our series that we've started, maybe about 2-3 weeks ago, entitled A Journey Through His Word, taking a look at some of your favorite scriptures you don't come across often, and ones that will leave an imprint on our hearts. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Goodness, come worship the Lord. For
That's right. You're listening to Sunday Worship right here on Crate News Radio. Well, happy Sunday. This, of course, this June the 22nd, 2014. My name is Joey Kroll. Today we're continuing our series entitled A Journey Through His Word. Psalm 77, verses 1 and 2 says, I cried out to God for help. I cried out to God to hear me. When I was in distress, I sought the Lord. At night, I stretched out untiring hands, and I would not be comforted. Now, this is how the psalmist begins Psalm 77. But he doesn't stop there. He remembers God's past faithfulness, reminds himself of God's character, and remembers that God's methods are not always visible. Isn't that true? Sometimes God does a lot of stuff behind the scenes, behind the curtain that we don't see, we doubt, we get frustrated with. So the next time we feel abandoned and nothing helps, we can write down ways God has helped us and guided us in the past. We can ponder on God's character. And whether we're discouraged or not, it's a good thing to memorize this line from Psalm 77:19. I love what it says. It says, your path led through the sea, your way through the mighty waters, though your footprints were not seen. Psalm 77:19.
When you've prayed every prayer that you know how to pray, just remember the Lord will hear, and the answer is on its way. Our God is able, He is mighty, He is faithful, and He never sleeps, He never slumbers, He never tires of hearing our prayer. When we are weak, He becomes stronger. So rest in His love and cast all of your cares on Him. That the Lord has forgotten your need. Just remember that God is always working in ways you cannot see.
That's right.
Our God is able, He is mighty, He is faithful, and He never sleeps, He never slumbers. Never tires of hearing our prayer. When we are weak, He becomes stronger. So rest in His love and cast all of your cares on Him.
He never sleeps.
He never sleeps.
Oh no.
He never slumbers.
He never tires of hearing our prayer. When we are weak, stronger. So rest in His love and cast all of your cares on Him.
The Bible tells us to cast all of our cares on Him because He cares for us. My friend, this is more than a promise. It's a command. So be at rest, because today God is working in ways that you cannot see. He never sleeps. He never slumbers.
Sing it. He never sleeps. He never slumbers.
He never tires.
He never tires of hearing our prayer. When we are weak, He becomes stronger.
So rest in His love and cast all of your cares on Him.
He never slumbers.
He never tires.
He never tires
of hearing our prayer. When we are weak, He becomes stronger.
So rest in His love and cast all of your cares. So rest in His love and cast all of your cares. So rest in His love and cast all of your cares.
on Him.
That's right. You're listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. I pray that your weekend is coming along quite well. My weekend, actually last weekend, went down to Atlanta, visit Dr. Charles Stanley's church. I do that about once or twice a year. It's so nice to get away, and came back on Monday, and I'm feeling refreshed even almost a week later. So feeling good, and I pray that this weekend for you is a restful one. In fact, we're continuing our series today, A Journey Through His Word. Exodus chapter 13, verse 17 says, "When Pharaoh let the people go, God did not lead them on the road through the Philistine country, though that was shorter." Sometimes I think God is on my timetable, but He's not. And God's timing is based on His unlimited knowledge. See, God didn't take the Israelites on the direct route because, well, they weren't ready. They weren't strong enough for the battles on that route. And God often does the same with us too, doesn't He? It may seem right. God, let's go this route. It's quicker. It's faster. Are you wondering and wandering why your path is long and indirect? Does it seem like you're wasting your time? If you've been obedient to Christ, I encourage you, friend, to keep walking and hold on to God's hand more tightly than ever before. He has good reasons for His detours and His delays. Hold on to that promise today.
When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, You taught me to say, not in part, but the whole is nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord, praise the
even so, it is well.
Here's my heart, make it whole for you. I live in you.
You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
I surrender. All to Him I freely give. I will ever love and trust Him in His presence. Daily live, and I surrender all. I surrender all. All to Thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all. All to Jesus, I surrender humbly at His feet. I bow.
Well, friend, I pray that you're having yourself a wonderful weekend. It's joy spending some time with you, continuing our series entitled The Journey Through His Word. In Matthew chapter 11, verses 28, 29, and 30, Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart. And you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." You know, it's partly maybe my personality and partly my failure to trust God, but I easily can lose inner peace. I honestly can when that bill comes in every month. That's when I begin to lose peace. You know what I'm talking about? You know, there are three words in that scripture. Come, take, and learn. Come to Him and quit seeking answers from within or others. Take His yoke by surrendering ourself, yourself, myself, to His will in our life. And learn. Learn from Him how to handle the trials. Learn that He is all we need to have joy and peace. Friend, if you also lose your peace at times, I suggest that you join me. Together, let's come, take, and learn. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest.
Amen. God's praise than when we first begun.
You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. Mark Schultz and Jenny Owens, and Remember Me, right here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. And in James, it says that the prayers of the righteous avail much. Friend, if there's anything that I can be praying about for you, you can shoot me an email. Would love to be lifting you up to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You can email me anytime. It's Joey at greatnewsradio.org. That's J-O-E-Y at greatnewsradio.org. Or if you have a song request, question, comments, or you just want to say hello, I'd love to hear from you as well. Again, it's Joey at greatnewsradio.org. Well, coming up tomorrow, you're invited to tune in to the Monday edition of Mark and Friends that gets underway in the morning at 7:32 a.m., of course, Central Time. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.